Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Dead Ducks Don't Quack. And before you realize it, the title means and it refers to things like what to do when you start your own business, what makes a business grow. So when things aren't adding up in your life, start subtracting. Dead ducks don't quack. I struggled for almost 18 months before I realized that to have a real successful online, I needed to have my own product. After I realized that, I created my first one, then another, and another. I started to get obsessed with product creation, and that's the topic of what we are talking about on today's show, creating your own product. I'm going to show you 19 ways to create your own product quickly. But before I do so, I wanted to talk about a few key things. First of all, don't do all the work yourself. Simple reason, you know what? Creating a product, a project, you always need someone that you can bounce ideas off. You need a team of people. And when you think about it, think about these call letters, C-A-R-E, creator, advancer, refiner, enforcer. And the creator is the one that comes up with all the ideas. The advancer will take all the ideas and move it on to the person who's the refiner, the one that needles it down but filters it down to what things will work and what things won't work. And then the enforcer is that person who knows how to present it. So when you think about it, always think about the words CARE, C-A-R-E, creator, advancer, refiner, enforcer. The key to a quality content, it doesn't matter if you have a film in your home or a camcorder or a recorded phone call. If the content is high quality, your customers will love you. And you know what? With the advancements in technology today, it's easy to make high quality products from home. Just think about if you have a good webcam built into your computer and you can go on to YouTube and create a hangout of good quality, you've got something you can sell. I paid $50 for a weightlifting DVD the other day, and when I turned it on, the opening scene was black. Then you heard the guy's wife say, "I can't see anything." A second later, the guy said, "You've got to take the lens cap off, honey." You then saw her take the lens cap off, and he started teaching. Now, that was horrible quality, but the content was amazing. I ended up buying all 6 DVDs in his series because the content was so good. I know quite a few people who get caught up in making everything look too professional. I had one friend spend thousands of dollars filming and producing one DVD, which turned out very nice, by the way, but all his budget was spent on that and had no moolah left over to market the product. he still hasn't made his initial investment back. My point is to make products that are crap. Okay, my point isn't to make products that are crap, but to create the highest level of quality content as possible. And your subscribers will appreciate it. I've been going back now with all of my old products, and now I'm repackaging them that I can afford to. And remember, you can take one product and you can repackage it in multiple ways of content to sell it. It's just understanding how you want to market. And online marketing is the biggest way to market. If you have a nice website, there are places that you can go that can host something for free. You can go to WordPress where you can create content through blogs or articles. And then you can take those multiple articles and you can create an ebook from it. And guess what? It's all digital. It's all for minimal pennies on the dollar. And you can sell it and make money. But then you can take that same product and you can create a membership site with videos, or you can create a training program. And it's to start up with a front-end product that you can eventually build into back-end coaching. So just do it. Remember, from before, my motto, ready, fire, aim. Get the product idea, create it, and get it out there as fast as possible. Money follows speed. And if you don't go fast, you will lose out. Another reason to go fast is because what if your product is a flop? Another important lesson is to fail fast. I've known one person who's been trying to sell the same ebook for the 5 years I've known him with absolutely no success. Like my friend Marlon Sanders says, dead ducks don't quack. If you have a dead duck, move on to something new, fast. People pay different prices for the same content delivered in different ways. What I mean is that you can sell an ebook for $27. Now, if you take that exact same content, record it into a book on CD, you can sell that same content in a different format for a lot more, usually $97 or more. Now, let's say you want to go to the next level. What if you took the audio and the text and combine them into a video? You could make a Camtasia video that shows the bullet points from the book as the audio reads through them, or create an outline from the text and record yourself teaching the concepts. There is a million ways to switch forms of content, but just remember that people pay more for audio than they do text, and more for video than they do for audio. Okay, now, that is out of the way. Let's go to work. And first of all, I want to back up and talk about a program that I got an email for, and it told you, oh, you can take this program for free, which was great. So I signed up for it, and it was called Mobile Operating. What this guy did was he had an audio program set up that what he was doing was going through different steps, and it was like, Oh, if you had finished this step and you had gone on to the next step, it was perfect. But it talked about front-end sales and back-end sales. But his thing was that then he, what he wanted you to do was to spend $2,500 just to sign up for his front level program. And then that allowed you to market that program and make about 50% on the sale. And but the idea was to get you to go to another high-end product that was $5,000 that allowed you to then market that program. And he all he did was hype up how he had people that had made $1 million sales, and it really was just really, the concept was not any different than what Scientology was doing. Because Scientology, many years ago, I saw an ad that if you came and took this free course, you would get leads of people who were looking for your contact, that you would be able to counsel. And if you know anything about Scientology, their whole thing is about becoming clear. And it's all based on science fiction that was written by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard wanted to start his own religion. And what came out of it was, and what people don't realize is that in the book, it was all about the creation, you know, and the reason they use celebrities is because celebrities, is when you look at the top celebrities that have been very successful, they've made some good money. So, and it's the idea of that keep investing your money and you'll make more money. And that was the whole concept of Moog. And then when I told him I didn't have that money to go to the first level, all of a sudden, a month later, 2 months later, I kept getting calls from them. And I finally just told them, I'm not interested. Don't call me anymore. But the idea is to be aware that when you market products, and if you are a creator, you have to create a front-level product that people really like and enjoy, and then you can always build up back-end sales, and you can always take that one product and reprogram it to a higher-end product by creating multiple ways of marketing it. So, here are 19 ways to create a product. And let's go through them slowly. First off, software creation. Creating software is one of the easiest ways to create a product. You can create something for almost any niche. I have one client who had a public domain book about dream interpretation. So he had someone create a software program for under $100 where the user could type in a word and it found the interpretation in the book and then displayed it for the end user. So think about it. A new job title in today's marketplace is software creator. And this is something that you didn't even hear about 10 years ago. And it's possible to do even with games today. If you know how to go out and create something, or if you have an idea of something that you can market, it's available. Creating software is one of the easiest ways to create a product fast. You can create something for almost any niche. public domain. This is one of my favorites. These are works where the copyrights have expired. You are able to take these and repackage them and sell them as your own products. Think about the book, Think and Grow Rich. It has been out of copyright for so long that anyone can repurpose it and private label it and sell it. Interviews. Interview an expert in any field and sell the recordings and the transcripts. This is the best way to become an expert in any field. Just interview the experts and people will see you as one of them. And you know what? I recently took part with the International Association for Professional Life Coaches in a book publication, and I have a chapter in the book. And the president of the association, who's also the author of the book, also interviewed us as a way of marketing it. And the book has been repurposed, not just as a hardcover, but as a Kindle and a paperback. So it's created multiple streams of income just from one product. So, seminar videos. Put on your own seminar. Record it with a video camera and sell the footage. This is something that you can do with Google Hangouts by making it private and people have to pay for it to view it, or you can do it with Instant Teleseminar because you can upload PowerPoint presentations. Re-niche content. If you are selling a product, or bought rights to a product, you can re-niche it for a different audience. Example. An example would be if you sell a book about speed reading, re-niche it to speed reading for students. Book on CD. Record yourself reading your book and sell it on CD. Resource CD. Compile a list of resources for specific niche and sell the directory. I personally bought resources on supplements, directories, and also one on side stuff. I know, I'm a geek. Recycle content. Take products or content you've created in the past and reuse it. I'm using this blog post as a newsletter, an article, probably a chapter in a future book. Recycle what you're doing now. And as you can see, it's also being reprocessed or recycled as a podcast. So, Camtasia Video. This is one of the most powerful tools online marketers have. Create screen capture videos of anything you do on your computer, demos or software, PowerPoint slides, how to, anything computer related. Think how much moolah the computer professor makes by making how-to videos for different Microsoft products. Idea collection. Combine a list of ideas and sell these. I've got friends who sell lists of ideas on how to make money quickly, how to clean your carpets, how to take care of lawns. Other experts submit content. Get others to submit articles or audios or videos and compile them into a product. I did this with one of my wrestling products. I had people submit their best stories, pictures, and poems and compile them into a product. And just think of all of the things that you can have or that you have available to you, podcasts, like an online radio show that you can download, have paid podcasts, or record a bunch, then take the recordings and put them onto CDs, membership sites. And this is something I talked about earlier, because if you have a book and you create audios and you want to put them online, you make it closed so that when people want to get a hold of these information, they have to pay to be able to see it. So membership sites have residual income coming in when people pay you over and over again for access to your membership site. You can provide content in your membership sites or create software programs that people have to pay monthly to use. And that's the biggest thing where people, this is where Bill Gates had made his money. And if you think about it, if it was not for the Microsoft Office operating system, now it's Microsoft 10, which is the operating system. Microsoft Office is your PowerPoint, your Excel spreadsheets, your Word documents, your OneNote, your PowerPoint presentation that you create. And it's updated every 18 months. Excuse me. I use a software called Dragon Naturally Speaking that has since changed its name in the latest version. But this is a program that every 18 months they update and come out with a new product. So teleseminars and webinars. Just record yourself interviewing someone or teaching on a subject that you know a lot about. The majority of your products were created with some type of teleseminar or webinar. Ghostwriters, hire someone. Think outsourcing again to write a book on the subject that you want to sell. Free coaching calls. Do free coaching calls for your members. Track their progress and then compile the recording into a product. Mastermind roundtables. Get a group of experts together and have them discuss this subject. Record the full thing and you've got an instant product. Private label. Similar to public domain, but usually created with the intent to sell without a copyright. A million ways to use private label stuff. Most people fail at this because they try to sell the content as is. Be sure to make it your own, and you'll have a ton of success with these. Case studies. One of the best products I bought this year is 12 hours of case studies. The people teaching this course compiled hundreds of case studies for the subject we were learning about and explain how they all worked. Okay, there's 1990s. Hopefully that will give you an idea for your first product. As you can see, there are many ways that you can create product and content that you can sell. The idea is to look at it this way. You have to be willing to open your eyes and be aware of what's going out there. Think of all the ways that you can repurpose one product. I have been doing this show for more than 10 years, so I have quite a large line of videos and audios that I can take and repurpose into written material, sell or a book that I can market. It's just, what do I want to do to create opportunity for myself or to help you? And one of the purposes of what I do with my company is help people put together a plan on how to take their business from the level it's at now to the level they want it to be, or the next stage of anything. Because you know why? So many times we don't always think about how we can repurpose one product. And when you think about it, companies, retail stores, they're always looking for new products to sell. Because why? With that one, new product, they can bring how many more people into the store that they haven't already sold to? Or you, whenever you have a retail store, you always have to bring in new products or something different, because if you don't, guess what? That selling idea will not happen. So, what you need to look for are opportunities to create for yourself to bring in the new opportunities to increase your income. You always want a front-end product, but you always want to create that back-end product to upsell people. As I can tell you, I was involved with a company called Mo, and I realized very quickly, and then all of a sudden, after I had gotten involved with it, I started finding things online of companies who had joined it where they had even paid the money, and very few had were able to go out and resell it and make the kind of money that they thought they were. And the original coach I had was not the one that called me a month later, but I had like three or four different people, because guess what? If you had someone like when I was involved with the Scientology, in that I went to take their free course with the idea that they were going to send clients to me. Well, you know how they sent clients to me? Their clients were actually people who had bought the book. It wasn't even anyone who was interested in their product. But they had just come and taken a class and bought a free product, or bought one book. And just because they bought a book did not mean that they were looking for counseling of any kind. So as you can see, when you are looking to do something, you need to create it in a way that there is interest. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personal career coach.com.